You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on its shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have not need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? When she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found that coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Then he said, "A man had 2 sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine, and he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers." So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat, to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf. He said to him, My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. Brothers and sisters, today's readings tell us about the nature of our God, that through the Word of God we get to discover who God really is. We see how God is loving, patient Father, how He is patient for the Israelites when they wander away from God, how He's a good shepherd and He's looking for that one lost sheep, how He's searching for all of us, and how He's merciful Father who is always waiting for us. When we hear the parable of the prodigal son, very often we concentrate on the younger son who went away, who squandered all of his inheritance, who offended his father by asking for the inheritance while his father was still alive, who disregarded him. Or we think about the other son, the older son, who was always with his father, but only physically. His heart was far away. He didn't feel like a son, he felt like a mercenary. And that's why he also disrespected him by leaving the banquet, by being offended and angry at his father. But in this gospel, we have to concentrate on the Father. This parable is really the parable of the merciful Father, who is waiting for us, who's seeing us even when from a distance. He's embracing us, bringing us the best gifts, really rejoicing over our conversion and repentance. God is this Father. He's always patient and always loving. And He invites us to the feast. This feast is the Eucharist that all of us are invited to. Brothers and sisters, let us trust in the love that God has for us. And let us see that love and patience in our life. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.